I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, y'all. It's Andrew. It's Tuesday night. I am getting made up. I'm chewing gum. I'm very excited about tonight's show. Patti LaBelle, who I love so much. She's my Gemini twin. I just went and chatted with her. She's drinking Opus One. She's going to change hair. And she's so excited to meet Sam Smith. Then I went and chatted with Sam. Everyone in his posse, there's like 8 guys with him and 1 woman. All the guys have beards, which is hilarious. Everyone has beards. And there are like 3 other guys named Sam. So that's funny. And anyway, we're playing this clip of Patti saying, "Where are my backup singers?" That went viral last year. And I hope she's not pissed off by it. I'm just kind of wondering. You never know. Not about Patti, but you know, like, it was like this moment where every technical problem happened that could happen. And so maybe it's something she doesn't want to revisit, but it went viral last year and we love it here. So hopefully she loves it too. We're all about to find out. Have a good show.
She sang Lady Marmalade and his vocals are smooth enough to spread on a cracker. It's Watch What Happens Live with Patti LaBelle and Sam Smith now. With 2 artists who are just so gifted, I just want to wrap them up and put them under my Christmas tree. She is a legendary recording artist whose vocal chops are only rivaled by her pork chops. Her new album, Patti LaBelle and Friends, Home for the Holidays, is out now. Please give it up for my Gemini twin sister, Miss Patti LaBelle. Time Grammy Award winning artist whose talent makes me feel almost guilty because when his heart breaks so bad, he makes music that is oh so good. His new album, The Thrill of It All, is out now. It's fantastic. Download it now. Please welcome Sam Smith. Hey, Sam Smith. Great to see you. I am so excited. This is such a great combination. And this is really a love fest happening here. You just met before the show.
We met 5 minutes ago, and we've talked about everything. He's known me for all of his life, right?
Oh, my gosh, this is a dream come true for me.
Do you know I do your songs in my show?
I know.
You do?
Yeah, Stay.
Stay with
you
me.
Stay, and then we ended up making it a gospel ending.
I watched it on YouTube. I was like,
Oh my God, that's amazing.
But he's so amazing. I feel like a fan.
Oh,
and I am a fan.
Thank
I told him it's only Luther and him for me.
Oh, yes. That's mage. That's yeah. big, Sam.
That's really
in 1996, Miss Patti LaBelle took the stage at the National Tree Lighting in Washington. Here's how that went down. This went viral last year.
What?
Where are my background singers? Woo! Oh, baby, baby. And there's some wrong words on the cue cards. I don't know the song.
It's Christmas.
Guess what, Patti? We may be 21 years too late, but behind the bar, we got you some real live background singers. Please welcome Brittany, Tim, and Lulu.
Hey,
hey,
Miss Patti.
Yes. Do you remember? Did you know that that clip went viral last year?
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Where was I?
You were at the National Christmas Tree Lighting.
In D.C.?
In D.C. The Clintons were there, and the background singers weren't there. And you went on, you were singing This Christmas, and it went viral like crazy last Christmas time.
I never saw that.
Oh, my God, I love it.
But I'm glad I made a mistake. Hey.
Give us a call at 877-33-BRAVO or tweet me at Andy with your questions for Patti and Sam. Miss Patti LaBelle came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, for over 50 years, Miss Patti LaBelle has collaborated with so many people to cook up white-hot hits in the recording studio, but some of her most delicious collaborations have been in the kitchen. Here's what, in honor of that, we're going to play Did Patti Cook for Them? Patti, I'm going to serve up some heaping portions of celebrities.
Go ahead.
Sam, you have to guess if Patti actually served them a meal and cooked for them or if deception is on the menu. Okay, did Miss Patti cook for Prince, Sam?
Yes.
She did?
Yes.
What did you know?
I went to Prince, I went to his house and made all this food. He ate biscuits. He only ate the biscuits.
Did she cook for Elizabeth Taylor, Sam?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
No, she did not. Has she cooked for Paul McCartney?
No.
No, she has not. Yes. Has she cooked for Elton John?
Yes.
How do you know?
Just because he's fabulous.
Yeah.
And he was my piano player back in the day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes, she did.
And Bluesology. That was my band.
I know you two again.
What about the Rolling Stones? Did she cook for them?
Yes.
How do you know?
What did you cook for the Stones?
I made brisket. I made fried fresh corn cabbage, rice. It was another fried chicken. They love fried chicken.
Oh, my God.
I made everything. Peach cobbler.
Has she cooked for President Obama, Barack Obama?
Yes.
Yes, did you?
No, I'm lying.
No. Okay. She's like, what about Oprah? Has she cooked for Oprah?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Has she cooked for me and Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes.
She needs to cook for me
as well.
All right,
thank you very much. The three of us.
Yeah. What a dinner party.
And, yes.
Yeah. And we'll eat. I'll cook and we'll sing too.
Yes.
Oh, bring the wine.
Okay.
The red wine.
And bring Sam the bodyguard. Bring Sam the bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
Second, is anyone familiar with Sam Smith's hit, Stay With Me knows he's not that good at a one-night stand. But what other dating dilemmas have him singing the Grammy Award-winning blues? Here's what. Let's find out with the Wheel Breakers. I'm going to spin the wheel and throw out an attribute. You tell me if it's a deal breaker in love for you.
Okay.
Okay? So, Sam, what if a guy asked you for an allowance?
Dope.
Yeah, right, of course. Yeah, absolutely. What about a guy refuses to be your date at industry events?
Deal breaker,
yeah. Okay, what about passes gas in front of you?
Oh, no, we all do that.
Okay. Bad kisser.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Very hairy.
I can do hair.
You can do hair, okay.
You can do hair.
Missing a front tooth?
Done that.
Okay. What about a big ass, a big can?
Yeah, I've got a big bum, though.
Thinks Adele is overrated.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Yes.
Hell no.
All right. Last stop. Ask you to release a love song inspired by him.
No.
Okay, wait. Let me just see. Okay, that's fine. Okay, thank you very much. Finally, Sam Smith and Patti LaBelle's versatile careers have been impressive from top to bottom. But are these two in tunes with their fans who identify as verse, top, or bottom? Here's what. Let's find out with Hey With Me. We have pulled 41 gay guys, okay, on their favorite divas and musical legends. Patti and Sam, you do your best to predict which way the 41 gay guys swung, okay? Okay, here we go. Oh, what God. Did the guys say? Whose dance moves always come through, Beyonce or Britney Spears? What did the guys say their answer was?
Beyonce.
Beyonce? Let's reveal.
Hit it.
Yes.
Yeah,
100. Okay. Which living legend did the guys say reigns supreme? Diana or Aretha? This is a bit of a Sophie's choice. What do you think that the gays said?
You got it.
Well, I'm gay and I say Aretha.
Okay, is it Aretha? They went
no!
It was very close. It was super close. Who continues to slay all day? Madonna or Janet? Who did they say?
Ooh.
Who
do you think?
I think they say Madonna.
That's who I voted for, but they said Janet.
Good, but that's good.
Yeah, no, I love Janet,
by the way. Janet.
Yeah, me too. Who makes high notes her bitch, Mariah or Christina, did they say?
Who makes what?
High notes her bitch.
I don't know. They both can sing.
Mariah.
Yeah. Did they say Mariah? They said Christina. Fiercer move when you're really feeling it, voguing or death drop?
Voguing.
Okay, voguing. Death drop. Death drop. Which songstress always brings you to tears? Did they say Whitney or Adele?
Whitney.
It was super close. They said Whitney. Last up, which Broadway diva steals every stage she's on? Streisand or Lupone? That's a tough one, too.
Streisand.
They said Streisand. Thank you very much for playing.
By the
way, Patti, Martha S. from St. Louis said, how is that duet with Aretha coming along? You said in October you're talking about it.
We talked a month ago.
And
we plan to do it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, I want that. I want
Sam,
that.
Melissa L., initial reaction to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's engagement given your love for that gingy.
For that gingy?
Yes.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
I've met him a few times, yeah.
And
yeah.
How did you keep your S together?
I didn't actually. They told me to bow, and I thought when you bow, I really bowed. I was at a right angle, and
uh-huh.
It looked like I was about to suck his dick or something.
And how did he take? Did he think you were about
I
to
think
suck
he
his dick?
To be like, why are you bowing that right. low? I was like.
Oh no! Gosh!
Patti, Mark, and. Texted just his disbelief about Diana Ross leaving her fanny pack at Marshall's. Were you as surprised as I was that Miss Ross carries a fanny pack?
No, she's a real woman.
Yeah, she's a real woman.
Right. Why not?
Real women, because Dionne has been here and she has carried a fanny pack.
I've never carried a fanny pack.
You never have?
I don't even know what it is.
A fanny pack, it's like a belt with like a pack on it.
Oh, yes.
Tay Weezy wants to know if you could take on Martha Stewart in a kitchen throwdown, would you
win? Sure, I've done it.
You have?
I was with her and Snoop. I took her down.
Okay, good. Sam, Chelsea F. said, you said in an interview with Elton John that your friendly rivalry with Ed Sheeran motivated you to get back into the studio. What about Ed's career made you say, I have to have that?
I don't know if I said that specifically. Me and him, it's just, whatever he does inspires me because he's a male British artist and he's smashing it. And I want to be in stadiums like he is. One day.
That's you. You got it.
Patti, Scott S. texted, do you still not own a cell phone? You do not.
Why should I?
Do you email?
No.
No.
I don't text. I don't Showtime or whatever y'all call that stuff. I have a landline phone at home.
Okay.
My son has a phone. I use his.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Okay.
Well, if you had a phone, then Sam and I could text you sweet nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll get one tonight.
Oh, okay. Well,
there
that's
you
okay.
Because
I don't want right. to miss that.
Let's go to Michael from Los Angeles. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
Hello, Mr. Cohen.
Hi.
Sam, I have a question. I know you're a real big Housewives fan, as am I. If you were a real housewife of any city, what would your tagline be?
We heard you like the Atlanta Housewives.
I've only watched season one.
Oh, okay. All right. You know how they have taglines at the beginning of the show? I don't keep up with the Joneses. I am the Joneses. Yeah. There's no way to turn down the AC. Climate change may be real, but there's no way to turn down the AC. All right, keep
thinking. What would mine be? I think it'd just be, I'm a dick monster.
Are you a dick monster? What does that mean?
That's what me and my best friend say. But like,
what would the definition of dick monster be?
Well, you just like, you hunt for the dick.
Oh, okay.
When you're coming
out. Oh, you did.
Wow, monster.
Miss Patty.
Yes,
oh,
darling.
My God, that is so funny.
He's for real.
Patty, Jimica L. wants to know what you're making for Christmas dinner.
Cornish hens, a ham, branzino, about 50 other things. And everybody's invited.
All in Philly.
Everything.
This is happening in Philly.
Yes.
Sam, where are you going to be for Christmas?
I'm in London with my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
And your two sisters?
And my two sisters. You're my younger sisters.
Well, guess what, you guys? Sam, you seem to be having fun so far, and being that you're too good at goodbyes, I hope you have an easy time kissing the fun part of the show goodbye. Sam Smith, you requested it. The time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth.
I'm excited.
To only one.
Oh, my.
Okay.
You requested this.
Yeah.
In a 2015 interview...
Oh, no.
You said that some of the pop stars that you've met are, quote, just awful. You said that you've met some terrible people, and then you went to great pains to say, I'm not talking about Taylor, I'm not talking about Selena. You said, name one of those pop stars that you met that were just terrible to you.
Be honest. Oh, my God, I can't.
Be honest.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. No, I actually can't. I'm pleading the fifth.
Okay.
I can't believe I am.
Oh my God.
Kim Kardashian may have recently reignited her feud with Taylor Swift by posting a picture of Taylor's naked wax figure. You are friendly with both ladies. What do you think of the feud? And are you team Taylor or team Kim?
I don't really know. Like, Taylor Swift, I don't know her too well. I think it's been made out that we know each other, but I don't know her too well. I've only met her, like, five times very briefly. I feel like
you did
I know...
go to her birthday party.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think a lot of people went.
Yes.
Okay. No, but I got asked to go, and it was great, but I didn't get to chat one-on-one with her.
Yes.
But I know Kim more than I know Taylor, so, yeah.
So you're kind of team Kim in this.
Well, there's no teams, is there, really?
What do you think of their feud?
What do I think of the feud? I'd love to know all the details.
You're a huge Fifth Harmony fan. If you could only go to one concert, would you see Camilla or the rest of Fifth Harmony?
Oh! I'd go see Camilla because I've seen Fifth Harmony.
Thank you very much, Sam Smith. Very good. Let's go back to the phones. We have a question for Miss Patty. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Angie, and I'm calling from Kansas City.
Hey, Angie, what's your question?
My question is for Miss Patty. And by the way, Andy, you make my heart smile. You do.
Thank you so much, girlfriend.
Yeah, Miss Patty, I would like to know, like, with all of the collaborations that you've done, what has been your favorite and what has been your least favorite?
Oh, my favorite is On My Own with Michael McDonald.
Yes.
Mm. And my least favorite is... I don't remember.
By the way, special shout out to Miss Patty's old friend Norma, who I love. Hi, Norma.
Hey,
I know you're
Norma,
watching.
She's watching. Hey, boo boo.
Let's go to our friend Mike from Cape Cod with a question for Miss Patty. Hey, Mike, how you been?
Oh, I'm fine, Andy. How are you? Hi, Miss Patty. Hi, Sam Smith. Oh my God.
Hi, Mike. What'd you say, honey? Speak up, boo. Can you hear?
I'm so excited. My question is. I am a big fan of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. how are the Bluebells doing, and when is the last time you spoke to them? And I especially love the Bells with Lauren Hero, my favorite song in the world.
When was the last time you spoke to any of the Bluebells?
Sarah and Nona, last week.
Yeah.
Cindy Birdsong, she had gone with the Supremes. She's in L.A. I spoke to her about a year ago.
Okay.
And we're going to do shows together again, and we're going to record again together, Sarah Dash and Nona Hendricks.
How often do you speak to Miss Ross?
I spoke to her a couple weeks ago. I sent her flowers. She was in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And her daughter opened
Rhonda
the show
Tracy
with New Attitude. Yeah. Yeah. So they're my girls. Hi. Yeah.
We're my big brown singers.
Sam, where do you meet guys?
Oh, my God. Me. What a question.
Yeah.
Grindr. I'm joking. I don't. I actually don't. I'm a romantic. I like to just, I like to meet people randomly.
Do things go down in your DMs?
Yes.
Old fashioned. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Diana Ross, who appeared on HSN today to sell her fragrance, Diamond Diana. We remixed Diana on HSN. We loved it. You know I love Diana Ross. Take a look.
Yes, we
do. Ms. Ross!
Delicious.
I love you.
Just as I dreamed.
Little baby pack.
Do the whole, you know, all of it. That has my diamond earrings in. And it smells good.
I said, it's Diana Ross. I think I left my fanny pack there.
Hey.
I love you. You got the whole shebang.
Delicious.
I love you. And that's love in a bottle. Bye.
Love you, Miss Ross. Miss Ross, if you're watching, I'd like to order as many bottles as I can fit in my fanny pack. Tonight's shackle goes to John Mayer's appendix. My man's appendix proved that his body is not always a wonderland as he goes through an emergency appendectomy. Get well soon, buddy. Get soon. By the way, yesterday he posted he wanted to do a new lapel line called Patty Lapels.
Really?
Isn't that good?
I think it's fabulous.
Yes. I want to thank Daddy, Sam, and our background singers for being here. Tomorrow night it's the Broad City Girls, Abby and Alana. We'll see you tomorrow. I am here with Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle and Friends, Home for the Holidays, is available now. Patti LaBelle's place is Sundays at 11 on the Cooking Channel. Patti's Good Life line of desserts is available now. Sam Smith's album, The Thrill of It All, is out right now. Our bartenders are background singers, Brittany Johnson, Tim Ehrlich, and Lulu Fall. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Let's go back to
your voices.
Go ahead.
Thank love you. Yours.
We love you so much.
And Patty, your desserts look really good in front of them too.
They are.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Yes. How did you lose the weight, by the way?
By not eating patty cakes.
Yeah. Right.
But go ahead, tell the truth.
I just ate less
and
exercised more. It wasn't anything drastic. I was kind of this weight before, but when I got a record deal, I just spent all my money on cheese.
You did?
What?
Yeah.
How much did you
lose?
I lost 4 stone. I don't know what that
is.
It's like 13 pounds a stone, right? I think. Yeah.
Wow. What did you think of... There was a New York Times profile of you a few weeks ago, and then Dan Savage came out and... It was Dan Savage, right?
I have no idea.
He came out and he thought that they did you wrong. He thought that their portrayal of you
I actually love that piece. It's my favorite piece that's ever been written about me.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like she's an incredible writer, and I feel like she really understood where I was coming from as a gay man, and I feel like she wrote it beautifully, actually.
I think he felt that they portrayed you as, like, an over-emotional ninny a little bit.
Well, I am.
Okay. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
David B. from Florida.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Sam. Real quick, just want to let you know you got me through breakups and getting sober. But my question is, what was the hardest song for you to perform live?
What's the hardest song for me to...
To perform live.
First of all, I hope you're okay. And for me, the hardest song for me to perform live, I mean, vocally, the hardest song is the Bond song.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I regret writing it that high.
Okay.
It's
Do you sing that in concert? I mean,
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay.
But I have to be really vocally healthy to sing that. But emotionally, a song called Burning from this album, I'd still find it hard because it just brings back loads of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Patty, you mentioned Luther Vandross, and you said that Sam kind of had a kinship.
There are voices in this world.
Yeah.
Once they sing, it's a stamp on everybody.
Yeah.
Luther did that. And he's done it.
Luther started, how did you find Luther?
He came backstage at the Apollo Theater with clothes, pretending he was a designer. I'm chewing. And he wanted to meet us. And so I said, let him in. He came in with these dresses and beautiful because we were poor.
Yeah.
So he hooked us up with these gowns. I don't know where he got them. And then he became my first fan club president.
Wow.
And he became like my best friend.
Did he struggle with the idea of coming out publicly? Was that something that you talked about at all?
We talked about it. It was basically he did not want his mother to be, although she might have known, but he wasn't going to come out and say this to the world. And he had a lot of lady fans, and he told me that he just didn't want to upset the world.
He was known as he was a singer of love songs. And
yeah, but it was hard for him.
Yeah,
it was hard. What a wonderful time. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Alicia and I'm calling from LA.
Hey, Alicia, what's your question?
Okay, first off, I just want to say hi, Andy, hi, Sam, and hi, Miss Patti LaBelle.
Hi.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hi.
So okay, right. You're a legend. So, and it kind of goes with piggybacking off of you guys talking about Luther Vandross. I know that you're Mariah Carey's godmother, and I was wondering for Mariah Carey, you're such a powerhouse and she's such a powerhouse. So what advice could you give her going into 2018?
Just to stay smart.
Yeah.
She's a very brilliant lady. She had bad people around her, you know, sometimes. And it messed her up for a bit, but she's still the Mariah Carey who started. She's a good, wonderful person.
How often do you speak?
Maybe twice a month.
Twice a month?
Yeah, I mean, we talk because if I think she's bad, I beat her.
And do you? So, after the New Year's thing happened, did you...
That was something that just happened.
Right.
You know, she's human.
Yeah. And do you ever call? So in those conversations, would you have ever said to her, listen, I don't think you have the best people around you, or I don't think you're.
No,
certain
things that I would say, she wouldn't know exactly what I meant because I met some of those people.
Uh-huh.
And we would talk to each other after. You know, I have to keep my little girl on the right track if
right.
I can.
Yes.
You know, and now she's better. She's back.
Yeah.
You heard
yeah.
about that, right?
Yeah. I did, as a matter of fact.
Go, Mariah, go.
Yeah. She's got a whole... She's
yes.
back to her management
yes.
team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Genesis from Washington, D.C.
Hey, Genesis, what's your question?
I don't know if you remember me. You actually wrote a line about me in your second book. You
I think I did, because did I think
ago.
Maybe you had a stripper name?
yes, that's me.
Gosh.
Hi, it's good to
still
talk to you again.
Still not a stripper.
Okay.
But, yes, okay. So my question is for Sam Smith. I love you, and I love your music, and I think your new album is amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm wondering if who have you not yet collaborated with, what artist that would be your dream collaboration?
Besides Miss Patty, okay. We know that.
We're doing it soon.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, gosh.
Come on, Sam, come on.
This is hard. I love. I mean, Yeba, who's on my album with me, was my dream collaborator. But one day I'd love to sing with Beyonce because I'd piss my pants.
what about? I have to think that Boy George must have been an inspiration for you growing up.
Do you know what? He was, when I was 17, I used to wear a lot of makeup as a kid. And there was a documentary in the UK about him called Worried About the Boy, and I got obsessed with him after that. So, yeah, he was. And his voice is insane.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes. Last call of the night.
He's a Gemini.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Next.
You're a Gemini, and I'm a Taurus.
Yes. last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Andy. This is Reggie from D.C. My question is for the amazing Miss Patti LaBelle.
Okay.
We know your name is Patricia Holt, but yeah. I wonder, how did you get the name Patti LaBelle? I love you, Patti LaBelle.
Oh, thank you, darling, whoever you are. I love you. I had a manager back in the day who was a car dealer, and I went to his place. We had the studio there, and he called me Patti LaBelle, which means beautiful, you know, LaBelle. But he thought I was ugly. It's a whole long story. Honest to God. But my ugly was green. Hey, it's like that. So anyway, that's where that happened. Did I answer your question? I hope so. Because yeah. I don't know.
Do my backup singers have any questions for Patti LaBelle before yes. I let... Yeah.
Can I come over for Christmas dinner?
Yeah. Yes. Come on, bring yeah. your okay. friends, and I'll have a good dinner for you.
Okay.
And music.
There you. How many people do you have?
Last time I had about 200 people that I knew 50.
Whoa.
They just come. Can I bring a partner? Can I bring
some? Is that
someone?
Fun for you to have 200 people?
No,
where,
because
where
I don't know who's breaking my Christmas.
Right.
No, because you got to watch your house.
So then, are you gonna?
No.
Well, then, how are you gonna tighten up the list this year?
I have to. My daughter-in-law, Lona, is a gangster.
Yeah.
And my niece, Stacy, is a gangster. So they'll make sure everything is done properly.
Yes.
Nobody's going to take that Lalique. Because Luther gave me a lot of Lalique in my house.
Yeah,
so
we
Lalique Crystal.
Is, yeah.
Oh, boo, I got to turn you on. But I'll have a good party.
So, Miss Patti, you're schlepping back to Philly tonight. What music will you listen to on the way home?
Well, I do have Sam and my... we have this big band. So uh-huh. we'll listen to Sam and we'll listen to Phil Perry.
Uh-huh.
I love you. This boy sings like, no, have you heard of Phil Perry?
No,
boo,
no.
You better check it out.
All
he's
right.
phenomenal. And I'll listen to us and Sam.
Yeah.
My new best friend.
I want to thank Patti LaBelle, Sam Smith, and my backup singers. Thanks, Brittany, Tim, and Lulu. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
I just had such a kiki with Miss Patti in her dressing room. We went deep about some of the first ladies of music. It was great. By the way, I forgot to mention in my prologue, if that's what it's called, that Sam Smith requested to play Plead the Fifth. We had not planned to do it, but he requested it. And so we did it. And I was hoping he was going to name one of those people who were nasty to him, but he didn't. But I loved what he had to say about being a dick monster. And it was fun. And the two of them just totally fell in love. Just completely 100%. All right. Have a great night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.